that's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the day for Monday, June 3rd, goes to a 23-year-old Florida man named Andrew Chenault. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always tell you about Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, okay? Argue amongst yourself, because the only people disputing the crazy that exists in Florida is people from Florida. All right, so y'all so crazy. The crazy stuff that happens in Florida that looks wild to the rest of us has become normal to y'all. And I am shocked that it hasn't become normal to me, because to this day, I still find Florida crazy, okay? I mean, the normal everyday things that happen everywhere else become crazy in Florida, okay? A show of hands in the room. Who out there participated in any kind of foreplay this weekend? I'm the only person.
You're the only one.
Well, Eddie got his hand up. All right, Nick. All right. I mean, Drum got his hand up, okay?
That's not Nick, yeah.
All right, I was about to say, I'm the only person who is engaging in sexual activity that proceeds intercourse this weekend. My God. Me and Eddie, the married ones in here, we the ones that shouldn't be getting any. All right? Okay. All right, well, to our listening audience that's not from Florida, raise your hands if you can hear my voice and if you engage in some foreplay this weekend. Okay. All right, I see you. Now, I'm the type, I'm always down to learn some new tricks in the bedroom. If it's some new techniques I can bring in, great. If it's something to spice things up, I'm with that, all right? Mm-hmm. Not to mention I take foreplay very serious, because at my age, foreplay lasts longer than sex nowadays, and everyone is sure to get the finish we came for, all right? But there is foreplay, and then there is flow play, all right? Flow play is what happens in Florida before sex. And ye, you said that you've been in a situation where a man busted off during foreplay. Y'all didn't even get to have sex.
And he was so disappointed in himself. It was.
Isn't that disappointing?
Yeah. And then it hit his chin and some of his face because it shot up.
Okay. I mean, that is disappointing. I mean, you're doing foreplay and he just fires off before y'all get the penetration, okay? He just lets off around before y'all even get to what the foreplay was leading to. Well, that's exactly what happened to Andrew. But it wasn't his penis that was busting. Let's go to WFLA NBC 8 for the report, please.
Shot dead during sex. Tonight, a Valrico man is facing manslaughter charges, accused of accidentally shooting a woman during a sexual encounter.
It appears this was a fatal case of foreplay. 23-year-old Andrew Charles Chenault's fantasy has cost him his freedom. He's now facing a manslaughter charge after accidentally shooting a female companion.
He and the victim were engaging in, I guess you could call it, a form of gunplay. This was sexual excitement for them, using the gun to rub it on one another with their finger on the trigger.
Investigators tell us others were in the house at the time and heard the gun go off. They called 911. When deputies arrived, Chenault was very upset about what happened and explained that he and the woman knew the gun was loaded, but thought the safety was on.
All the evidence clearly showed that this man did not mean to shoot this victim.
Paramedics rushed the victim to the hospital, where doctors pronounced her dead. And deputies are currently holding Chenault at the Hillsborough County Jail on a $50,000 bond.
Florida, y'all don't got no sex toys? What happened to vibrators and handcuffs and butt plugs? Okay.
All right. Okay.
My brothers, if you're going to bust off during foreplay, that's not how you should do it. All right, is this what Lil Duval meant when he said firehead? Firehead, huh? Mm-mm. That's not it? Is this what happens when you're getting some fellatio and you got your fire on you? Okay, is this foreplay or gunplay? Well, clearly foreplay and gunplay in Florida is the same thing. The only thing that could make this story better is if the Florida man in this story was actually the good brother gunplay, okay? I have nothing else to say about this situation, because some donkey of the day is just selling themselves. I really don't have to explain to y'all why this is stupid, right? Do I?
No.
Oh, okay. Please give Andrew Chenault the biggest hee-haw. Jesus Christ, Florida.
Tragic situation.
Florida never ceases to amaze me. Never, ever.
It's really sad, though. You trying to have a nice evening?
Yeah, it's sad. They didn't even get to have sex. Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey!